Right, quite funny.
Venerable sir, is rebirth instantaneous after death? If so, this stream of consciousness needs to find a suitable birth in any one of the worlds, irrespective of location. How does this energy travel so fast and still find a suitable birthplace? Does this mean determinism? No, not really. Because it's not so much instantaneous. This is one of the little problems which came in Theravada Buddhism. It's not, it shouldn't really be a problem at all. Now, is rebirth instantaneous? As soon as you died, you get reborn somewhere? Or do you hang around for a while? And of course, you know you hang around for a while after you die. There are such things as ghosts, and some of you may have seen ghosts or heard the ghosts. They hang around for a while before they go into the next life. And sometimes people say, but Theravada says no, there is no that in between. But there is. The only answer is you get reborn instantaneously into the in-between spot. Okay. So it's just now answering a little conundrum. But you know, you may have, let's ask now, how many of you have seen or heard ghosts? I've heard ghosts. Yeah, over there, one, two. Only two. So usually more than that. Well, if you haven't heard any ghosts, I'll invite some around tonight to see. What are you afraid of? They're really nice, they're kind. They're cuddly ghosts. They look after you sometimes. Ah, here's a nice little ghost story. Really, there's a beautiful ghost story. This old man in Perth told me some time ago. He was in an old people's home, and now his family were not sort of in Australia. I think they lived in England somewhere. And the person in the next room to him in the old people's home was an old woman, and she didn't have any family either and around here, so they just got friends with each other. And she would cook something for him every now and again, and if she needed any handiwork done, a electric socket fixed or something, he would do that for her. So, you know, they had a good friendship together. And as they, you know, they got to know each other, you know, he did tell her, if anything happens to me, now please tell my, I've got a sister in England somewhere. Please let her know, that's the only relation I've got. And of course, you know, he actually died. And he never, or she, his friend, never managed to get the name and address of the sister, you know, who was the only relation over in the UK. So she was a bit disappointed that, you know, she'd failed him. And she looked, you know, through his room, there was no mention or any record of the address. So, you know, that's what happens. So, you know, she helped with arranging the funeral service for her friend. And they did the cremation. And a couple of days after the cremation, in her room, in the old people's house, which was now secure, she woke up in the middle of the night because somebody was stroking her cheek. Straight away, she thought a burglar or somebody had broken into the home. So she was afraid. She turned on the little bedside lamp, no one there at all. The room was empty, the door was locked, the windows bolted shut, no one there at all, but she swore she heard felt someone stroke her cheek. And then, you know, being one of the old-fashioned ladies, she had a tissue by her bedside, folded up. And she saw the tissue rise up into the air and fall onto the floor. No wind there at all. She picked up the tissue, and on the tissue was a name and telephone number. And of course, you know what that was. She rang straight away, and it was the dead man's sister in England. He'd written a number and told her what to call, because, you know, he didn't want her to be too upset. That's what happened. So ghosts can be very nice. They're very kind sometimes. So don't be afraid of ghosts. They're really nice. And so, yeah, we do have that space in between. And, oh, the other story is a really nice story. There was a Thai girl married to a Chinese guy here in Perth some years ago. And, I don't know, if any of you remember her, she was called Poon Sop, and her husband was called George, and that she would always order George around, always in public, telling me in front of everybody how bad George was. I really felt sorry for George. But she came up to me one day. She was getting sick. She said, look, I'm going to die soon. There's no really way out of this. And I don't trust George. He won't even do my funeral right. So here's the deal, she said. The Buddhist society in town, you pay for my funeral. And if you pay and arrange a funeral, I will bequeath half my small apartment in Maylands. Not a very big, expensive apartment, but you know, half the apartment. I said, look, I'm a monk, I can't do that, but I'll tell my committee. So I told the committee, and they said, well, you know, the cost of a funeral compared to, you know, half the apartment, you know, it's worthwhile. So we signed a little contract. And it was put in her will. And 3 months later, she died and did the funeral service for her. And the Buddhist Society paid for the funeral service, paid for everything, gave her a nice send-off. And then when it came to, you know, the other part of the bargain, getting half the house, you know, we're Buddhists. We don't go knocking on his door and say, hey, George, cough up, we want our share. You know, we're not like that. So we waited and waited and waited. And then, you know, after a decent time, he said, George, have you got the will? And he said, no, I'm really sorry, I can't find the will. I don't know what she did with it. And we said, okay, never mind. And then, you know, we'd ask him again, found the will? He said, no, I've been looking everywhere, I can't find it. And then one morning, he came to the monastery over the road by himself, and he was really agitated, really early in the morning, just, you know, about breakfast time. He said, I want to see you. So why? Here's the will. How you found it? What happened? And he said, last night, I woke up. And Poonsop, a ghost, was saying, George, you know where the will is, get the will. He knew all the time where the will was. But his wife came in the middle of the night as a ghost and scolded him. Get that will. And he couldn't give it to me fast enough, honestly. He was so terrified. Well, that was so funny. This is so true that, you know, that's where we got the will from. Anyway, so there are such a thing as ghosts. Anyway, next question. How do you explain...